only Friday, heading into what's probably going to be a little bit cooler weekend than we've seen. The warm, hot temperatures subside a little bit through the weekend. Not a lot of moisture, so that's good, but it definitely will be cooler. I picture the harvest continuing to truck along in parts of the province. Not as many short-sleeve shirts, likely, especially after dark. It'll be cool through the weekend for sure. Great to have you here. Friday morning, Evan Bray, and we've got a great Friday show lined up for you. Coming up at 9 o'clock, open lines, as we typically will do. We will dig into a few different things. I like the move by Danielle Smith. I like the move where Premier Danielle Smith from Alberta and the Alberta government has said, okay, we're going to take $14 million. We're going to provide it as seed money. We're going to get through some of the early stage regulation mandatory steps of starting a pipeline. That should be enough, in their words, in their mind, to get Mark Carney to include it in his next group of nation-building projects. That, coupled with the reduction of some of the regulatory nightmarish legislation that has inhibited investment in the oil and gas industry over the last 10 years, it'll be enough to get a pipeline going. It throws the ball firmly in Prime Minister Mark Carney's court. Does he pick it up? Does he let it roll to the wall? What does he do with it? We'll open up the phone lines and we will hear from you. Speaking of Mark Carney, it's just announced he's going to be heading to Washington next week for another official meeting with President Donald Trump. Of course, trying to get some sort of a trade agreement, which they have so far failed to negotiate. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Big day in Saskatoon tomorrow. The first ever football day in Saskatchewan is happening. Ralco Radio, very proud to be a sponsor of this great day. Man, there's a lot planned. We've got Shannon Chin, Husky Athletics Chief Athletics Officer, joining us on the show. And because it's Friday, bugs and hugs. It's eating time with Belton Johnson and big Rider game tonight in Ottawa. Green and white prognostications coming up today at noon. Let's get going. Here is today's Big Talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The Big Talker.
Well, last night I was, like many, watching the game.
One is popped up, McMahon, and the Yankees have completed step one on their way back to a World Series.
We were, of course, wanting to know who are the Blue Jays going to face starting this weekend in the Major League Baseball playoffs. Well, now we know it's the New York Yankees. They beat the Red Sox game three last night. That sets up that series, big Rider game, as I mentioned tonight. So there's lots of sports on people's minds. It's a big talker for sure, which is why we bring in our friend Jamie Nye from the Green Zone, not only hosting the Green Zone, but the pre- and post-game show today for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Jamie, thanks for being here early this morning.
Yeah, no problem, Evan.
So, big Rider game tonight. I saw Darryl Davis recently asked Trevor Harris, if the Riders should be giving him a rest for tonight's game. He said absolutely not. I don't think that's the worst idea, but likely not going to happen.
No, not yet. The Riders want to clinch first in the division before they even think about resting anybody. This is a two-game losing streak. Clinch the division, get that bye week, and then you can start thinking about resting Trevor Harris. His accuracy beyond 10 yards has diminished over the last couple of weeks. He has talked about an issue with his shoulder a bit, but he says that's all been taken care of. He's done some needling and some treatments and stuff like that, and he feels the arm is fresh. But even Corey Mace admitted that down the stretch run, if they get everything clinched away, there's no doubt he'll be thinking of parking his starting quarterback to be ready for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't that long ago that offensive coordinator Mark Mueller was given the game ball for the calls that he made during the game. I know in the last game there were some people questioning a couple of the calls, including the play they called on that two-point conversion. Your thoughts on that?
Well, that was it was a weird play call for me. But when you don't have a mobile quarterback in Trevor who's going to move the pocket and run outside and make something of it, you have to do a quick step back and, you know, throw to the outside. What are they doing in 2 years, Evan? They're moving those goalposts out of the way. So that plays a lot more interesting without goalposts sticking up right in front of you, and you can run some routes over the middle and things like that. And you have seen quick little passes to the outside, like you quick flare routes and things like that. But I was confused on why they went for the jump ball fade. And, of course, Sam Emelis, who's been out for a couple of months, and Ojoa Joe, who just got back from the NFL, were on that side, and they kind of bumped into each other, which impacted the timing of everything on that play. So I wasn't too fond of that play, especially the way AJ Ouellette was running the ball and, you know, that game. But we'll see. Tommy Stevens has a knee injury, clearly, so maybe they would have thrown Tommy Stevens out there if he wasn't hurt in that game against Edmonton. So, yeah, I wasn't too fond of that one. But I think he and Trevor Harris are on the same page. I don't think there's issues so much with play calling. It's just the execution of these guys, and I think it's going to get sharper as the players get back into the swing of things, because you do have Sam and Kian Schaefer-Baker now back this week into the lineup.
Good to have him back for sure. Green Zone host Jamie Nye is my guest. So a storyline that, of course, we've not only been following but talking about a lot is kicking. Campbell Fair in the game. Brett Lawther hurt, got a back injury. Thoughts on the impact that's going to have tonight?
Well, outside of, you know, who wins and loses, this is the most intriguing thing about this game for me is Campbell Fair. And the kicking game that has been the voice of many concerns around Saskatchewan, to probably your show when you talk about the Riders, to definitely the post-game show after Rider games. Brett Lawther is one of the first two topics, and the kicker. It's like, oh, the offense, and the kicker. So people have wanted to see a change. They will get to see a new kicker today, so I am intrigued how this young man does. He's in a building he's very familiar with. He played football with the Ottawa Gigis in university. So this is a building he's kicked in. He kicked a big field goal in that building in a rivalry game against Carleton, 55-yard walk-off field goal to win, and the fans stormed the field. And, you know, the team hoisted him up on their shoulders. So he has made a big bomb kick in this building before, so he's in familiar territory, a comfortable spot for him to make his CFL debut.
So I heard you and Locker chiding back and forth on this yesterday, but Calgary, Winnipeg, pushing hard in the West. How big is this game for the Riders, Jamie?
I understand there's people who are like, oh, if they lose this game, panic button. I'm not there. I've watched this team go through big waves, and it seems like it's crashed out, and then all of a sudden there's that one thing that happens. Maybe it'll be next week against Toronto at home, and they get some momentum and, you know, go to Winnipeg again and get their mojo back. There's still a runway to turn this thing around, even if they do lose to the Ottawa Redblacks. So I am on the very, you know, low on the, this is a huge game and all is lost if they lose to the Ottawa Redblacks. I know how bad Ottawa is. I know they're the worst team in the league. But they've played some teams strong all season long with Drew Brown in at quarterback. They do have talent all over the place. So I understand the sentiment that this is a big game and they can't lose this one. I'm not there right now. Mm-hmm. They don't want to spiral and start losing games like against Toronto and then Winnipeg, and it turns into a 4 or 5 game losing streak. So They have a little room left here to pick things up if they stumble in Ottawa, although I don't see them stumbling in Ottawa. I believe they will beat the Ottawa Redblacks tonight.
Well, that's a good lead-in for Green and White Prognostications. Coming up at noon, what's your score?
Although I think it's going to be close. 24-20 for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders is my prediction.
Okay, let's shift gears for a second now to baseball. I watched a big chunk of that New York Yankees win last night against the Red Sox, so we know now the Jays playing the Yankees. What do you make of this series?
I make of this series that I better be careful with the Yankees pitcher's last name, trying to pronounce it very carefully on the air. Schlittler. It was pretty good.
He, for a rookie, was
unbelievable last night. For the New York Yankees, doing things never done before with 12 strikeouts and unbelievable pitching performance. So Those Yankee bats, though, if they get hot, the Jays are going to be in trouble with the Jays' interesting starting rotation. I'm not sure how this is going to play out for the Toronto Blue Jays. I'll be honest, I'm a lot more nervous about the Jays than I am the Rough Riders.
Okay. Well, that's a good comparison. You know, we were just chatting this morning. I mentioned to Greg, you know, October has had many great Blue Jays moments. I remember watching the Joe Carter homer. Of course, Bautista's bat flip. Do you have an eye on someone that you expect to be a hero for the playoffs this year for the Jays?
Well, the obvious choice is Vladdy. But I don't want to go with the obvious. If there's a guy who I think can hit a home run, it's a guy who's been there, done that, and has won, and that's George Springer. I think he has come in the clutch a bunch in his career with the Blue Jays. That's a guy I think, and he's an emotional leader of this team, and I think he's going to be vital. If he gets his bat going, and gets that emotion pumped in the dugout, I think that'll pay off big time for the Toronto Blue Jays.
I know you obviously bring in lots of different guests and experts talking about where things are at. What is the situation with injuries for the Jays heading into this round of playoffs against the Yanks?
Yeah, so for the injury thing, Chris Bassitt, we'll see how one of the starting pitchers, and then, of course, Bo Bichette. That is the big one, and a lot of people are, you know, speculating that he, like, the team keeps saying he's day to day, but he's been day to day from week to week. So I'm not buying the day to day thing yet. I'll see it, or I'll believe it when I see it, if him on the field, and that's going to be a huge, huge hole in the lineup, and has been for a little bit here for the Toronto Blue Jays. But overall, the Jays are okay that way when it comes to, yeah, but, you know, Bo Bichette is a huge, huge part of this lineup. Hopefully day to day means, you know, tomorrow he can try to get back in there.
Jamie Nye, host of the Green Zone. I want to get your opinion. I am not a fan of what's happening with ticket sales. New York blocking out Canadians, Toronto doing the same thing through Ticketmaster. I don't like this, Jamie. What are your thoughts on this and what it's ultimately doing to atmosphere in stadiums?
Yeah. I don't mind it because it's now standard procedure. And I get that they want to keep away the outside crowd and they want the home team there. And, you know, if they want in, they're going to have to go to the secondary market. I'm of the opinion a team can do whatever they feel like is best for their team. And these games are going to sell out anyways.
I just think about the, you know, the Rider, for example, the Labor Day Classic. I can't imagine what the stadium would be like if we start restricting Bomber fans from coming in.
Less annoying, right?
I set you up for that one, Jamie. I set you up. Listen, we're almost at the end of our time, and we didn't get a chance to talk hockey, but the NHL regular season is set to open up. Any storylines got your attention?
Yeah, when is McDavid signing this darn contract already? get her done on that one. That's the big one for me. And how Mitch Marner does with that. Are we just going to have to see the Vegas Golden Knights again in the Stanley Cup final? That'll be annoying.
Neither of those are what I thought you'd say. I thought you'd say the excitement Matthew Schaefer's bringing to the New York Islanders.
No, that's pretty low on my radar.
Okay, Jamie, we're out of time, my friend. Appreciate you joining the show.
Yeah, right on, Evan.
Jamie and I hosted the Green Zone. You'll hear them at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and then the pregame show for tonight's Rider game starts at 3:30. It's a 5:30 kickoff. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.